Oh, I'm very excited about that. I think it's like the next step in my career, and very grateful for Sean and the LA organization to allow me to do this opportunity, and as well to Mike for believing in me and bringing me in here.
When you left here after interviewing for the head job, did you have anywhere in your head that this was a possible scenario?
Not at all. I mean, it was strictly about the head coaching position, and yeah, so matter of fact, when I came back to LA, I said, hey, you guys are stuck with me for another year, but I'm very happy to be here, and again, appreciative of Mike, and you know, I wouldn't have done it if I didn't feel good about him, and I got a chance to kind of sit down and talk with him, and you know, I just think from we our personalities clicked, and I think from a leadership standpoint, you know, the organization hired the right guy, no doubt about it.
So you came back for another interview then, and you came back and talked to Mike then?
Or was that Mobile?
Yeah, we more or less just kind of talked over the phone, and I felt comfortable with him. I did a lot of research, you know, reaching out to people that this is a small business, and nobody said anything negative about him. Everything was all positive, and you can feel his energy when you talk to him.
Obviously, one of the things that everybody in this organization is charged with doing is maximizing Marcus Mariota and his abilities to help him to take the next step. What are some of the things that you see out of Marcus that you like, and what are some of the things that you want to try and maximize out of him?
Well, first, you get a chance to kind of get to know these guys when they're coming out in the draft process, and he's as stand-up. I haven't been more impressed with many other quarterbacks coming out in terms of his character, and you can tell that he's as coachable as they come. So I think that really stood out to me. But we're still kind of going through and trying to evaluate what exactly each one of these guys does well, and we're going to try to tailor our offense to our players' abilities.
What's the balance between learning about a guy by watching film and then actually getting him on the practice field later in the year?
Well, you can see the talent that he possesses, and kind of one thing that we look for in quarterbacks is there's really three, I call them prerequisites to playing the position. Is number one, you got to be a natural thrower. You better be fearless in the pocket, be able to stand in there. And then the last one is just those intangibles, and I think he possesses all of those. And so some of the things that we'll work on with him is just, and you never know what a guy's been taught in the past, but we're going to be extremely detailed with his fundamentals and his footwork, and just because I think that leads to more consistent quarterback play.
I know you're limited on what you can talk about him now from a football standpoint, but what kind of like your initial conversation like with him, and how excited are you about moving forward with him?
I just think it comes down to, I think our communication is going to be absolutely critical to all of our success here. So just kind of reiterated to him the importance of, hey, if there's something that you don't feel comfortable doing, I want you to tell me. And I know it's kind of against his nature because he's such a good person to I just don't want him to hold back on anything. Yeah, I think it goes with all young quarterbacks, especially when you're a new staff. That was a process, you know. But towards the end of the year, he had no reservations. He would tell us exactly what he liked and what he didn't like. And you know, in order for those guys, if they don't believe in something that you're doing, odds are it's probably not going to work. So you got to be on the same page. They are an extension of the coaching staff.
How excited are you about the opportunity to call play to kind of be your show on the offensive side?
I'm very excited. I think this is something that when you get in the coaching profession, that's really, you're always looking for that next step. And, you know, in L.A., and I think Sean McVay is one of the best play callers there is in the NFL, and I don't see him giving that up anytime soon. So to get this opportunity, I couldn't be more excited.
How do you measure out putting him on the move and keeping him safe?
Well, the first thing that we're always going to going to be very conscious of is how we can protect the quarterback. That is the foundation. That's everything's going to start with that in mind. So, and then, you know, when you do get out of the pocket, because stuff happens, whether it's designed or whether it goes off schedule, he's got to do a good job of being smart, and he's such a competitor, and you can see it on the tape as we're going through where he's fighting for some extra yards where I'd rather him preserve himself and get down. I think it's extremely aggressive. I think what a great example in the Super Bowl. You know, you had 2 fourth down opportunities. It's extremely difficult to dink and dunk all the way down the field. The defenses are just too good. I think if you look at statistically, the teams that are getting the chunk plays, the explosives, are the teams that are going to produce more yards, more points. And ultimately, the yards really don't matter. It's about points. So you got to score enough points. And you know, I've been fortunate in my career, I think, to be around some really good play callers, starting with Gary Kubiak, and then going with Kyle Shanahan, and then Sean McVay, and that was always at the forefront of our mind, is how can we create explosive plays.
What were some of the things that you did last year, Matt, that you're most proud of taking the offense last
year? Yeah, I think just anytime you can flip it from worst to first in points, and I mean, I think it's only happened one other time in NFL history. I think that's something, and it takes everybody on the staff, and it takes really the players, because it's ultimately, this game is about our players, and they bought in, they were extremely coachable, and they went out there and executed. So it was a lot of fun to watch and to see them grow and see their confidence grow, because that's one thing I've found out in my time in the NFL is if you can develop some confidence with these guys, I mean, the sky's the limit.
As far as the changes you implemented, one or two things that stand out in your mind, things that help?
I think just in terms of there's always going to be a foundation, and the foundation really starts with our running game and how we tie the pass game to our run game, because we want to keep the defense off balance. You got to keep them guessing. And if you have plays that, we always say plays that start out looking the same that are different, it keeps the defense guessing.
I know every game's different, but what's a good run pass rate? What's a run pass ratio look like at the end of the season?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's all predicated on each game. You know, some games teams are going to sell out and try to stop the run, and so you might have those actions to try to draw them up to create the explosives off of that. But I think on first and second down in normal situations, you want to be 50-50 if at all possible, and it kind of gets skewed based on what you're doing on third down, or you know, in the red zone, situational ball. If you're in 2-minute mode, that's where it kind of gets a little bit out of whack. But if we can stay balanced in first and second down or in those normal situations, I think we'll be okay.
You talked about doing your homework on Mike to get to know him. Did you know him at all before any of this?
I did not.
How about your new quarterback coach, you guys?
Pat?
Yeah.
I did not know Pat, but I'll tell you what, I've gotten to know him in my short time here, and I can't wait to work with him. He's got so much energy, so much juice, and you can tell. I'll tell you this about what Mike has done is you can find out pretty quickly about just how people interact, the character that he brought in here, because I believe that you win with people, and we're really excited about everybody on the staff, a bunch of high-character guys that are going to come to work, and they're going to work hard, and you know, we're going to try to put the best product out there that we can put out there.
What's it like for you as an offensive coordinator? You're kind of studying what was on the team last year. You know changes are coming in free agency and the draft. You don't exactly know what you're going to have to work with in the fall. What's that like as you kind of think ahead?
Yeah, I think it's all a process. Obviously, you have a vision of what you want the offense to be, but ultimately, you got to tailor it to the abilities of your players. So we're still kind of going through the evaluation phase right now to see what it is that we are exactly going to do and put out there.
How much is this a Matt LaFleur playbook? Is it your playbook you're coming
That's
here
the
with
first or? Time I've ever heard that. No, it's not. Again, I've been around a lot of good coaches, and so it's a product of what I've learned over my past. And it's not, this is not about me. This is about our staff. This is about we've had a lot of other quality coaches on offense and that bring a wealth of knowledge. So this is going to be a collaborative effort. And then we've got to find out what our players can do and how they can execute. And if it doesn't matter what we know, it's what they know and what they can go out and execute.
It's early in the process, but what do you think of Marcus Mariota's foundation as a passer? And how do you go about working in the position?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like what I was talking about earlier in terms of just the prerequisites. I think he's a natural thrower, and that is huge. But I think, again, there's going to be some different techniques that we're going to implement with him, but it's more or less about getting him consistent with his footwork, with his mechanics, because I think that ultimately leads to better quarterback play.
In terms of how you want your receivers to respond, some coaches like for the receiver to read the defensive back and then take an option and make a move regarding that. Other coaches want them to get in a precise spot so that the quarterback will know where they're supposed to be. What's more of your philosophy on that?
Yeah, I think it just is totally play dependent. There's going to be, I would say the majority of our concepts are you're running this route. We will have some option routes, some choice routes within our offense, but we got to make sure we have those guys that are capable of doing that.
Considering the landscape of the Colts for coaching job, are you committed to being with the Titans in 2018, even if they show their interest in you for the job? Or the Colts, Indianapolis Colts?
Oh, yeah. My whole focus is right here, right now. I mean, I have no concern about anything other than what we're doing right now.
One last question.
What do you see as somebody more than?
Sure, I think, certainly some of those RPOs. And it, really, it's going to, everybody, we're not just going to go out there and run a bunch of plays. We want a system. We want to have a consistency within our offense so our guys get used to running the same types of plays so they can go out and execute and play fast. Because if you can go out there and try to eliminate the thinking that's involved and eliminate the gray for them where they can just go out and play fast and execute, I think you have a much, much better chance for success.
There's a lot of questions, I guess, about the collegiate system versus the pro system these days and how much they're becoming one and the same. What do you see the difference between, what they run on the college level and what's now being implemented here in the program?
In terms of
teams or offenses and how maybe display scheme and
yeah, I think, that's a tough question to answer, but I think what we're going to do is I don't even know how to answer that, to tell you the truth.
Mike said he embraces the spread concepts and that if that's what's
sure
coming to you
again
guys,
we're in an evaluation phase, so what we're trying to do again is try to find out what our guys can do. If there's something that we stumble upon from a college system that we like, drawing back on Marcus's background and some of these other guys' backgrounds, then we'll implement that stuff. But we're still going through the evaluation phase, so that's why it's so hard for me to answer that question right now.